Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take one look at our own race team of Joey Savacci, Martin Davalos, Austin Fortner, and Adam Cincirillo. We build champions.
Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Marvin Muskan, nice job today. Hey, did you stop for goggles in Moto 1 or no?
Yes, I did.
Okay, all right, I didn't see that. I thought maybe you're the only guy.
No, I did. I just wanted to, be safe because I was leading, but, I had an issue and I had to change goggles.
Track was a little better second moto, I guess.
Yeah, a lot better. Not the first lap, because the first lap it's they kind of fixed some of the sections, but then as soon as we got the main line drier and more traction, and the lap times were quicker, and it was actually more fun second moto.
I thought we were going to see a battle there. Eli got into second quickly. He wasn't that far back you, and you just slowly pulled it out. Yeah. Did you have a few spots where you thought you really were better?
Yeah, I was really happy about the bike. We made a quick change and for the second moto, and I wish we would have done it for the first moto, but that's the way it is. And but I felt really good, and like I said on the TV, a podium, Frankie would never show me the gap I had on second place, so I had no idea if Tomac was still second and how far he was. So I just focused. Yeah, I kept pushing and focused on myself, and that was great.
Lappers were sometimes in the main line. I didn't see so much for you, but for other riders in the second moto, if a lapper was there, it was hard to get out.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Some of them, they try to get out of the main line, but then they get in the mud, what I'm saying? So they lose a lot of time. It's hard for them, but yeah, we had to deal with it. Some of the guys, they crashed right in front of me. I had to kind of like stop at one point. Yeah. But that's racing.
Hey, and Ferrandis takes the win today. Good day for the French.
Yeah, exactly. I really like to see Dylan doing good and winning the same day as me. We did that already in Southwick, so it's always cool. And I congratulate him right after the finish line, and it's cool.
I know I asked you about in the press conference, but designation's a huge shock for everybody. You're left off the team. How much of a disappointment is that for you?
Yeah, it is a disappointment, but. A couple hours later, I kind of forget about it and then move on, and nothing I can do about it. And but I definitely show my speed, my motivation, everything, and rode well at Red Bull this year, and got to meet again with Pascal Finot, which is awesome, and I have a good relationship with him when I see him, but that's not his decision, I guess. It's the federation, so. And not my decision, so yeah.
Do they call you beforehand to tell you? Like, do they say, hey, we're not going to name you?
No. I just got a text message, 8 minutes to be perfect here before the announcement. Yeah. But same with Dylan. Dylan didn't know until he woke up that morning.
And I'm guessing all of us are talking about this. The only thing really we can think about is, you turned down a chance to ride for France 1 or 2 years, and I guess that's what they're doing, even though America... we'll gladly take Tomac, or they'll take Tomac, even though he's asked not. I mean, I'm guessing that's the reason.
Yeah, DV point, that's what you're saying. So, anyway, it's, I don't know what to say right now. I'm just, like I said, I look forward now. I'm focused on myself. But it's a bummer, I love Red Bud, and I was motivated for sure. Last year I said I'm not going to be performing because of the knee, and I need some time off for that. So that was it. But this year I was ready.
I mean, they should just come out and say, hey, we didn't pick Marv because he refused to ride. Don't say you lack motivation. Like, don't say that.
No, that's why. That's why I had to do that. Made that video and statement.
Well, cool, man. Nice job here today. And, four motos left. Let's get it, right?
Yeah, thank you.
Cool.